Say you saw two kids on a playground, same age, growing up in the same city. Suppose you started wondering about the mystery of what might lead one to do better or worse than the other. What factors could make the difference between prison and college, success and failure, sometimes even life and death? Researchers at Johns Hopkins University began a study some 30 years ago to examine just that. They followed nearly 800 kids in Baltimore from first grade into their late 20s. The team recently published what they found, and what made the difference comes down to two words: money and family. NPR's Juana Summers reports.
Monica Jandu didn't have an easy life growing up in Baltimore in the early 80s.
I remember being so immune to death, so immune to shootings, killings. I just remember, wanting them to rush, get the body out the way so we can get back to playing hopscotch or dodgeball.
Things weren't just bad outside in her neighborhood. Life at home was rough, too.
It was, really hot, no air condition, barely, gas and electric, rodents. It was just very miserable.
And that's just the start. Jandu's parents have long struggled with drugs and alcohol, and she says her older brothers still do.
They spent pretty much all their life being incarcerated. It was a very long time before either one of them was home at the same time.
And Jandu's story is typical among the kids the researchers followed. So how can a child with the deck stacked against her still get out and get ahead?
Play by the rules, work hard, apply yourself, and do well in school, and that will open doors for you.
That's Carl Alexander at Johns Hopkins University. This study has been his life's work. Now that it's published, he's retiring. He says those cliches don't really apply to all kids.
It's only half true in the sense that it really works best for the children of privileged family background whose parents went to college or had college degrees and have steady work in middle-class positions.
Alexander found among the Baltimore kids his team studied that a child's fate is generally fixed at birth by the strength of her family and her parents' financial status. Those kids who got a better start because their parents were married and working ended up better off. Most of the poor kids from single-parent families stayed poor. Just 33 children out of nearly 800 moved from the low-income to high-income bracket, and a similarly small number of kids born low-income had college degrees by the time they turned 28. Monica Jandu didn't go away to college. She barely got out of Baltimore, just about 10 miles to Parkville, Maryland. Here's where Jandu's story is unusual.
When I had my son, I knew right off the bat I wanted things to be different for him.
As a child, Jandu may not have had money or a supportive family, but as a parent, she was determined that her kids would have both. She's got a good job managing sleep studies that pays her well. She's in a strong relationship and plans to get married. We're sitting in her spotless house in Parkville. Her son Romeo and daughter Makai are upstairs.
Makai! Come here!
They're both on the honor roll. Makai, 8, is in a gifted and talented program, and Romeo, 17, is looking at colleges. When asked, how do you like living here, in this house? Makai says,
my mom tells me about the stories how she used to live in her childhood, and I like that better because, she gives me support on stuff, and I just enjoy the way it is right now.
And if this new report is any indication, the way things are right now says a lot about where Makai and Romeo will end up. Juana Summers, NPR News.